caring for your houseplants. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, as we start to wake up from our winter slumber, so are our houseplants. As Extension Home Horticulture expert Ward Upham says, this is the time that they put on a lot of new growth in their stems and leaves, as well as their roots.
One of the first things you notice is that the plant may need to be watered more often than it did in the past. It just doesn't have enough soil to hold the water it needs in order to make it through a normal period of time.
Upham adds that the best way to tell is to knock the plant out of its current pot and take a good look at the root ball.
What a lot of people will do is wrap the pot with something like a towel and then lay it on its side, then hit it lightly with a rubber mallet as they turn it. And eventually that root ball will release, and you'll be able to get it out of the pot.
And instead of worrying, with gently pulling the roots apart before repotting,
just take a knife and cut those roots. If they're really packed in there, just run from the top of that root ball down to the bottom and slice it. What you're going to find is that you're going to get new roots right where that slice is.
Next, you're ready to transfer to a bigger pot with new soil.
What you want to do is kind of match what you had before so that there's not a lot of difference between your old soil and your new soil.
Also, be sure to pack the soil around the roots pretty tight.
If you don't, what happens when you water is that all the water goes through that loose media around the outside and doesn't go through your original root ball.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.